Amen. Amen. We got to let something rise. Amen. We ought to embrace what it is that the Lord is trying to do. How many of them know that the Lord is up to something? Amen. It can't be like it seems. I just believe that in the spirit realm, the Lord is up to something good. And he's just waiting to see what we're going to do. Amen. A lot of times our outcome is determined by our income. Some of y'all will get that later. Yeah, only what you do for Christ is going to last. And a lot of us are literally like the Church of the Living God, living beneath our potential. Amen. And God wants to bless us, but we've got to do something, amen, in order to get something. You got to give something, amen. I'm going to ask that every head be bowed. Father in heaven, we thank you again tonight for your goodness and your mercy towards us. Thank you, Lord, for how you have looked beyond all of our faults, how you've seen our every need. You've brought us to this place and time. And you did not do it by accident. It is not by happenstance that you've brought us into this place. But we believe in your divine providence, that you had intentionality. It's intentional that we're here tonight. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Heavenly Dove. Your people are here, and they've come through life's ups and downs. They've come through life's problems and issues, life's strains and turmoils, the vicissitudes of their day. Yet they've come to hear a word from you, Lord. Speak in this place. Thank you, Lord, for the word that you've given me. Lord, let me speak truth to power. Let your anointing give me the boldness that's necessary. Thank you, Lord. God, I ask now that you give me a word that might soothe someone's situation, that might calm someone's calamity, that might fix someone's fears, might cause them to come running. Say, Lord, what do I need in order to make it through? Thank you, Lord, in advance for what you're getting ready to do. It is in the marvelous and matchless and majestic name of our Master, we count it done tonight. It's in your name we pray. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. Come on, he's been better than that. Come on again. Your house is bigger than that. Your car looks better than that. You got more clothes in your closet than that. You got more money in your account than that. You ate better than that today. Come on. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. His name is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Come on, let's praise him like we feel it today. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you continue to do. We honor God again tonight. We thank God for his spirit and all that he has done in our lives. We honor the set man, amen. We thank God for the pastor of the Greater Brookville Church, Pastor Leroy Mitchell. Come on, let's give it up. Amen. That's right. Somebody ought to appreciate the gifts that God gives you. We thank God for him and his invitation to come and just to be able to share with him in this week. He doesn't realize, he talks about, I bless him. He blesses me too. Amen. And I appreciate being able to be around good fellowship. Amen. And so we thank God for Pastor Mitchell. And we certainly thank God for Lady Mitchell. Amen. Come on, we got to honor her too. Amen. Thank God for her. Amen. Amen. She seems so quiet, and calm, cool, and collected. But I think she's still the boss. Amen. Up there. Amen. I believe she's still the boss. Amen. Amen. Need a boss in a cowboy house. Amen. Amen. Huh? Yeah, you need a boss. Amen. In a cowboy house. Yeah. Amen. So we honor God tonight. We thank God for all of the officers, members, friends, these pastors, preachers that are here. Amen. We thank you for your presence tonight. Let me get to work. Mark, the 10th chapter. Mark, the 10th chapter. Amen. Mark, the 10th chapter. There is a familiar word that the Lord has given me to lift up tonight. And we will only bore you for a few moments, and then we're going to let you go home. Amen. Mark, the 10th chapter, and beginning at verse number 46, Mark 10 and verse number 46. There is a word tonight. Amen. When you have it, say amen. Amen. If you're still looking, you need to go to Sunday school. Amen. Mark 10, verse 46. You'll find these words. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk tonight for the few moments that are mine to share from the subject, use what you've got left. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, use what you got left. We'll admit, and we all have to understand and agree and sign off on the fact that times have changed. We're living in a traumatic society, treacherous events that are happening to where wars and rumors of wars are happening. It seems like the worst time of day is when you turn on the news. Sometimes the news can be so downing, it can just wreck your mood. But it doesn't have to just take the news. Sometimes all day long you're hearing now tragedies and treacherous things that are happening. We have all kinds of storms that are happening all over the world. But the reality is, You can bring it closer to home because we all are having our own personal tsunamis. There are tornadoes and hurricanes that are blowing even in our own households and lifestyles. We all have some health issues, some challenges that have come in our life. And if you don't have any, just keep living. And trouble will knock on your door. The thing about trouble is it shows up usually like an unwanted guest. It comes, like Murphy's Law says, at the least or at an opportune time and at the least best moment of your life. Murphy's Law tells us that when trouble shows up, you're not waiting on it. You're not expecting for it to happen. But you know, even in the midst of trouble, in the midst of going through all of the stuff that happens, you got to understand that God never puts more on us than we're able to bear. God always has a way of escape. He always gives us enough grace, enough mercy in order to make it through those storms that he allows to come in our lives. And I just want to say here, I just want to let you know this one fact, that God does not send storms in our lives to destroy us, but he only does it in order to develop us. We are somewhere between departure and destination, in a place called development, where God is literally working on us. And he sends storms in our life to teach us stuff that we're not willing to learn when the sun is shining. Yeah, he wants us to learn the lessons of life when things are going well. But we're hard-headed when things are going well. Our prayer night life is not as strong when things are going well. We don't need him as much when we got money in the bank. We don't need him as much when we're feeling good during the day. But when all hell breaks loose, that's when God can get the best praise out of us. And you got to understand that you got to learn how to praise him when all is well. Yeah, you got to learn how to bless him when things are going your way. You're never going to cross every T and you're never going to dot every I. But in the morning, the way you wake up usually will determine your day. How many know if you wake up saying, I don't want to go down to this job today. I'm sick and tired of the supervisor. I don't want to get up out of the bed. Give me 10 more minutes. I need Calgon to take me away. I'm tired of this and tired of that. Usually you'll have a bad day. But if you wake up saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, it, no matter what comes in my way, I'm going to praise him anyhow. I wish I had some anyhow praises in the house. You don't feel as good as you want to, but you know you're going to bless him anyhow. You ain't got all the money that you really want to have, but you got an anyhow praise. Your car ain't as fine as you want it to be, but you're going to bless him anyhow. Any anyhow praises in the house, you ought to touch your neighbor and say, I'm going to praise him anyhow. Here in this text, we find this man named Bartimaeus. Yes, sir. Bartimaeus has bottomed out. Bartimaeus has gotten to a place in his life where none of us want to get. Bartimaeus has gotten to where society would say he is a nothing and a nobody. He's gotten to a place where he is a beggar. And you got to understand that in those days, begging was a legal job. You had to have your license in order to beg in those days. So even as we look at Bartimaeus and his situation, we still can say at least he showed up for work. Yeah, we got some folk now that ain't even willing to show up. Y'all ain't gonna help me. You ought to touch your neighbor and say, at least I showed up tonight. Yeah, yeah, I ought to get some credit that I'm in the building tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some stayed home to watch the finale of Empire. And matter of fact, some of y'all are watching y'all watch on me right now, saying, I hope he don't take all night because I want to see what Lucius is going. Y'all ain't gonna help me. I know I'm in the house, yeah, yeah, but you got to understand which one is more important. Is God number one in your life or is Cookie? Y'all ain't gonna help me. Bartimaeus has gotten to a place in his life and in his career to where Bartimaeus has literally bottomed out. And here, as Bartimaeus is sitting there, he's in a terrible state because he is blind, he is begging, he is burdened, he is broken, he's got to be embarrassed, he's got to be at a low state because here he is outside of a town where in those days was known as the hip town. It was a town where you could go get away from it all. It was a vacation spot, if you would, during these days. Jericho was the place to be. And I'm looking at some folk right in here tonight that look like you need to get away. You look like you need to get to the Bahamas. Feel y'all need to go on a cruise. I wish I had a witness. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, I need to get away. I need God to give me a break from some stuff. I need a break from some bills and from my supervisor. I need a break from my spouse. No, I ain't gonna go there. I need a break from these kids. I need a break from my job. Anybody need a break? Somebody ought to holler, I need a break. Here, Bartimaeus is at his lowest point, and I believe Bartimaeus is saying, I need a break from it all. But I want to let you know that some of you are at that point too, to where you're ready to throw in the towel. You've tried everything you can try, and it seems like everything you try don't work out. Seems like you've gotten to a place in your life and especially in your ministry where you feel like you're just never going to impress anybody. You're never going to improve. This is all God has for you. And I'm telling you, that's a dangerous place to be. Whenever you get to a place, especially a believer, and you get to a place where you become satisfied with your situation. How many know it ain't no place in Greater Brookville for satisfied saints? Yeah, yeah, that, yeah, y'all ain't gonna help me here. Pastor was just talking about how you're trying to go greater. Y'all ain't gonna help me. So you gotta understand that whenever you become satisfied, you get stale and stiff, and eventually you're gonna start to stink. Oh, I wish I had some witnesses here. Somebody ought to sniff in your area and make sure you ain't got somebody that's so stale that they won't even lift their hands when God blesses them. So you got to understand, to be in the presence of the Lord is a blessing. And you ought not have to wait on the organ and the preacher and the praise team. You ought to enter with your hands in the air. Yes, Bartimaeus has bottomed out. And I'm telling you, God has let me know that there are some of you in here tonight, you have the same attitude. You feel like you have bottomed out. But I want to let you know, it's good news here tonight. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, it's good news in the house. Yeah, it's good news, because even when you feel like you've bottomed out, you got to use what you got left. See, a whole lot of you think that what you got left ain't enough to impress God and get God's attention. But I'm going to tell you, you got enough in your tank. God has not left you where he is not going to pay attention to who you are and what you're going through. God got a remedy for your situation. How many know there is a balm in Gilead? God always got an answer to your problem. All you got to do is put your trust in the Lord. And how many know everything? Y'all ain't going to help me holler everything. Somebody ought to holler, everything will be all right. Here, Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus has bottomed out. Bartimaeus is to a place where he is blind. He's begging. He's burdened. He's down. And all of a sudden, Bartimaeus hears of this impromptu parade that's passing by. The text says that Jesus and his disciples and a crowd of people are now leaving Jericho. They're leaving the place where Bartimaeus is precisely set up his begging shop. His stand is there while Jesus is passing by. And I'm telling you here tonight that Jesus is in the building. And you got to understand that whenever he's near, you got to use what you got left in order to get God's attention. Here, I know what you're saying. Reverend, what in the world did Bartimaeus have left? And what do I have left? I've been going through too much. I've been suffering too long. I've been sick and down too long. I've been broke for a long time. And it don't look like it's going to get no better. What do I have left? I'm glad y'all asked. I've been dying to tell you. I'm going to try to let y'all out in time to catch Lucius. Here. First of all, Bartimaeus has to use his handicap. Oh, Lord, y'all looking at me funny. Yeah, y'all looking at me funny because I said something about handicap. Let me tell you something. A handicap is merely a physical weakness. Am I right about it? Yeah. All of us have some weaknesses. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. But listen, whenever the Lord gives you a weakness, he also gives you a strength. Oh, I wish I had a witness here. But Bartimaeus, he ain't have no sight, but he had some insight. Yeah. He couldn't see, but he could hear real good. And he said, "Who is this that's passing by me?" Ain't no way in the world this was the only crowd that had passed Bartimaeus on that day. But he knew it was something special about the crowd that Jesus was walking in. I wonder, is there anybody here that's helpless and hopeless and handicapped that knows that the Lord is near you and you know you can use your handicap? So you got to understand your handicap is designed to bring you close. Oh, Lord. Y'all looking at me funny. Your handicap is designed to bring you closer because whenever the Lord gives you a weakness, that's designed to make you depend on him in the area of your weakness. The Bible even says that his strength is made perfect. Where my Bible students at? In your weakness. Yeah. Handicaps are designed to bring you to a point where you depend on the Lord. Yeah. If your prayer life is weak, you got to depend on the Lord. Yeah. If your worship life is weak, you got to depend on the Lord. If you're broke, you got to depend on the Lord in order to provide for you. Handicaps bring you close. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, it brings you close even in the natural. Because in the natural, if you're handicapped, you get a close parking space. Y'all looking at me funny tonight. In the natural, if you're handicapped, you get a better seat in the place. Matter of fact, golfers have a term called their handicap, which allows them to be put on an even scale with other golfers. They can subtract strokes off of their game, off of their score, in order to be made better. Y'all ain't gonna help me. You ought to touch your neighbor and say, my handicap is gonna help me. Yeah, my weakness is gonna make me better. What I'm going through ain't designed to destroy me. It's gonna take me to another level. Your handicap does not make you helpless. Your handicap does not make you hopeless. Your handicap will help you. Do I have any witnesses here? Anybody ever been struggling with some stuff? Somebody saw your struggle and they said, let me help you out. Y'all ain't gonna help me. Anybody ever been through some stuff that you couldn't work out for yourself and the Lord said, let me help you out with your struggle? Anybody ever had your back against the wall and ain't nothing you could do, but the Lord came and rescued you? You ought to use your handicap. I wish I had a real church that would lift up your hand and say, I need a sign. I need one of them signs to hook on my mirror. I need a... Y'all ain't gonna... Bartimaeus used his handicap. Yes, sir. The text says Jesus was passing by. And Bartimaeus cried out to him. He says, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. If you look at the Gospels and you study them closely, you'll see that usually when you ask the Lord for mercy, he did not refuse to help you. It was only the folk like us that came to him with a long list of demands that had to have it their way. Y'all ain't gonna help me in here. That said, Lord, send me a man, but I want him to be 6'5". I want him to be cocoa butter skin. I want him to be built like Mr. Tony Atlas. I want him to be looking like The Rock. And I want him to have long locks down his back. And I want him to be big and strong and viral. I need you to send me that kind of man. And God gives you what you ask for, but you fail to ask him, God, don't let him beat me or cheat on me, y'all. Let him have a job and don't be sitting at home eating up all the Fruit Loops all day and playing video games with his sorry self. Need to get out and get a job. Yeah, you look good, but you ain't no good. You need to just say, Lord, have mercy on me. I can't lead the men out. Come on, fellas. You wanted her to have a Coke bottle figure. Wanted to have long hair all down her back, beautiful nails, and look like be dressing good every day. And then you get home and she put all that stuff on the dresser. You need to just say, Lord, have mercy. Yes, I'd rather have something ugly with a 401k. Y'all ain't helping me preach tonight. See, Jesus couldn't refuse when you ask for mercy. Because mercy is him giving, not giving you what you do deserve. See, you deserve to be cut off. You deserve to not have what you got, but because of his grace and his mercy. See, grace is him giving you some stuff that you don't deserve. Y'all ain't gonna help me in here. It's some folk in here right now that's used to the favor of God. You got some keys in your pocket that took some stuff you know you shouldn't have got, but because of the grace of God, he gave it to you anyway. Somebody holler, I got favor. So, Bartimaeus, not only does he use his handicap, but Bartimaeus teaches us you got to use your haters. Lord. All of us got haters. All of us got somebody that don't like us and don't even know us. They don't like the way you look. They don't like the way you walk. They don't like what you drive. They don't like where you live. They don't like that you got the position over them, yet their attitude stinks. They don't like a whole lot of stuff about you, but they never made your acquaintance. Y'all ain't gonna help me. But listen, you're gonna have haters in your life. Matter of fact, we got holy haters in the house right now. We got folk that say it don't take all of that hollering and noise and giving God the glory, but they don't know your story. So how in the world can they hate on your glory? Y'all ain't gonna help me here. That's why you ought to touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I ain't studying you. If you don't want me to praise God, you need to find another seat, because you don't know all the hell that I've had to go through and all the Lord has brought me out of. Haters. I learned how to use my haters as elevators. The Lord said he'll make your enemy your footstool. So you ought to look at your neighbor and say, watch how you handle me. I may step on you to get to my next level. Y'all ain't going to hear me in here tonight. After Bartimaeus called out to the Lord, the holy haters, the disciples, the students of Christ, the followers of the Most High, began to tell this man who clearly needed help from the Lord, don't bother the pastor, I mean the master. Leave him alone. He does not have time to deal with your stuff because he's too busy dealing with my stuff. I don't want him to do anything for you. Leave the Lord alone. Haters tried to hinder this man's breakthrough. But listen, whenever somebody tries to hinder your blessing or what you know will get you higher than you are or out of what you in, you've got to wonder, what is it that they don't want me to get that they're trying to hold me back from getting what God has for me? Let me tell you something. Church folk are some interesting people. Church folk are some of the meanest and nastiest folk on God's green earth. Y'all ain't got to help me right there. I felt that all by myself. If you want to be lied on, you ain't got to go to the movies. All you got to do is come to church. Y'all ain't going to help me. If you want to be talked about, you ain't got to go to the mall. You ain't got to go to work. Somebody in here right now is going to go home and talk about somebody that's in here right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Somebody holler, haters are in the house. Yes, so it is. Bartimaeus, when the haters tried to hold him back, he had to have thought to himself, it must be something about this man that they're trying to hold me back from, that I got to get his attention in spite of those people who are hating on me. So he said, I'm going to turn up the volume on my praise.
Come on now, come on.
Because I need whatever he has for me. And I need it now. You ought to touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's my blessing, and I need it now. I wish I had a witness here. Turn to your other neighbor and say, neighbor, it's my miracle, and I need it now. Bartimaeus turned up the volume, and he hollered even louder. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Yes, sir.
What was interesting about this, and I'm almost finished. What was interesting about this is that when Bartimaeus cried out unto the Lord, he called him by a name that no one else was using.
Come on now.
He showed relationship with Jesus like nobody else in the crowd.
Yes, yes.
See, it's one thing for you to holler out, hey, Pastor Mitchell. But it's another thing for you to holler out, hey, Leroy. Because obviously, if you holler out Leroy, you know him past his position. Listen, you know his lineage if you are hollering what his real, authentic name is. He didn't just say, hey, Jesus. He says, thou son of David. Matter of fact, I know where you come from. I know where you come. I know your family. I know your mama them. I know your granddaddy them. I know you come from good stock, and I need you to help me out.
Yes, sir.
So he used what he had.
Yeah.
He used his handicap.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He used his haters.
Those
things designed to hold him from getting his breakthrough, he used them as a stepping stone.
Come on now, come on.
He used those that despitefully used him.
Yes, sir.
He used them that would not want him or want to see him get out of what he was in.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And I don't care what nobody say. I know I'm talking to some folk in here tonight. There are some folk right in your family that have been trying to hold you back from blessing your church. They tell you stuff like, if I was you, I wouldn't keep on sowing into Greater Brookville. But you got to ask yourself like Bartimaeus did, wait a minute. If they're trying to talk me out of it, it must be a real blessing in me. Y'all ain't going to help me here. In me doing it. If I was you, I wouldn't keep on going up there and letting them lay hands on you. Yeah, well, if they obviously are trying to tell me to stop it, and I know that somebody else got their breakthrough from it happening, why in the world am I sitting here looking stupid and not giving God even more of my attention? I wish I had a witness here that would holler out, Jesus, have mercy on me. So it is, Bartimaeus. Not only does he use his handicap, not only does Bartimaeus use his haters, but I believe Bartimaeus had to use his head.
Yes, sir.
He finally got to a place where he had to think about everything. And I'm telling you here tonight, somebody ought to be willing to take the time to consider your situation. You ought to say, Lord, what am I doing just sitting here when I know that you're able to turn my life around? Is there anybody here tonight that knows God is able to do anything but fail? Have you tried him before and you know that God will make a way where there is no way? Anybody ever been broke and you called on the name of the Lord? Didn't he come to your rescue? Didn't he heal your body? Didn't he pay your bills? Didn't he sustain you and keep you through life's tragedies? I wish I had a real church that would touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, look at me. I'm a living testimony of what God is able to do. I was down, but he picked me up. I was out, but he healed my body. If you're here tonight, you ought to lift up your hand and you ought to tell him thank you. Right in the presence of your haters, you ought to tell him thank you. Right in the midst of the enemy, you ought to tell him thank you. But not only should you use your handicap, touch your neighbor and say, use your handicap. Touch your other neighbor and say, use your haters. But there's one more thing you gotta use. You gotta use your holler. Touch your neighbor and say, after Bartimaeus used his head, he said, I can't see him, so I can't walk up to him. I can't pay him because I'm out here begging. I can't get through all of this crowd because they're in my way. What do I have left? Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you got a voice, you got enough. Because I heard, I
head. If you call on him, he'll come to your rescue. Do I have a witness? Anybody ever tried it? Anybody ever hollered at your boy and he came and rescued you? Shout yeah. Shout yeah. I wish I had somebody that needed a breakthrough from the Lord. I dare you to holler his name. Is there anybody here that needs a blessing? I dare you to holler. Is there anybody here that need a breakthrough? I dare you to holler. Because I heard when the praises go up, blessings come down. Anybody need a miracle from the Lord? I dare you, stand on your feet, open up your mouth, holler Jesus, holler Jesus, holler Jesus. Won't he do it? Won't he heal you? Won't he make a way? Shout yeah, shout yeah, shout yeah, shout yeah. Somebody praise him. If you holler at him, won't he do it? Somebody lift your hands and bless him. Come on, somebody lift your hands and open up your mouth. This is the part he likes. Somebody ought to holler at him. Somebody ought to holler a praise. Somebody ought to holler the highest praise. Come on, open up your mouth. Don't stop because I stop. How bad do you want it? How bad do you need it? How bad do you need him to make a way in your life? Somebody holler.
You've got to use what you got left. I know a lot of you have gotten to a place where the enemy has shut your mouth. The problems of life have got you silenced, not only at home, but in the presence of the Lord. Let me tell you something. If you still got breath in your body, you still got something left. Gosh, I've gotten sometimes to places where all I had left was a prayer. That's really what Bartimaeus did. He hollered out a short prayer. Anybody ever woke up when you were asleep behind the wheel and all you had time to say was, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. That's what Bartimaeus did. He knew that he didn't have but one moment, one opportunity. He was at the crossroads of his situation. And he could either stay there or he could holler and get out of it. Oh, I wish somebody would holler, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's power in his name tonight. Lord, tonight, I couldn't hardly get through this sermon. The Lord was speaking to me about many of you that are here tonight. Some of you have gotten to a place where you've become satisfied. You've really given up on life. You've bottomed out. You're waiting for some miracle to come along to help you, but you're not willing to help yourself. What this text teaches us tonight is that if you make one step, the Lord will do the rest. But you got to be willing to come out of your comfort zone no matter who's watching. That's the problem. The
problem is we got so many people who determine what they're going to do for God based on what other folk think of them. How many know that you can't worry about the roars of the crowd? Because they're going to hate on you no matter what happens in your life. Do I have any witnesses? Touch your neighbor and say, you can't please folk. Amen. I said the other night, and it's worth saying it again, no matter how good you do, folk are going to find fault. You get a new car, they say, child, they think they all of that. You lose your car, I told you he wasn't no good. You lose some weight, I wonder what he got. You gain some weight, child, he busting out of everything. You can't please people. People are always going to look at the negative. I'm sick of negative folk. I don't even like hanging around people that don't believe God is able. Look at your neighbor and say, God is able. He can do anything but fail. Tonight, somebody, you've been right on the crux. You've been right on the edge because of your situation of throwing in the towel. You become satisfied and you don't even realize it. You're at a place where you feel like this is all God has for you. Unless you hit the lottery or something. The devil is a liar. The Lord is waiting. That's the word I hear. The Lord is waiting on you. All you got to do is step out. If you step out tonight, I guarantee you God will work it out. But you got to trust him. You got to be like Bartimaeus. You got to get to a point where you say, listen, Lord, you all I got left. Yeah, he's all you need. Tonight, somebody needs to come because you're at a breaking point. Don't worry about who's watching. That's what's going to hinder you from getting your breakthrough. I hear the Lord talking about there's a relationship. Matter of fact, you've been going through it for about 5 years. Don't worry about who's watching. Cry out to the Lord tonight. Come and say, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Whatever you hear tonight, you need the Lord to do for you. I need you to come to this altar. If you're here tonight and you feel like you don't got nothing to use, use your voice. Call on him tonight. Come on tonight. Come on. Whatever you need the Lord to do, come on. Come on, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. God's got power to work it out. He's got power to heal and deliver. He's got power to do anything. Hallelujah. Wow. You married? You are? Is your husband here? Can you tell him to come up here with you? Okay. Would you come tonight? Those who are weary, those who are wounded, come on. Bring it to the Lord tonight. Stop looking around. Come on. God's got your breakthrough. He's got your blessing. He's got your healing. He's got your deliverance. He's got that financial plan. Hallelujah. Come on. Whatever you need the Lord to do tonight, come on. Ha. Come on. That's right. Come on. Come on. Maybe you just need prayer. Come on tonight. Come on. Come on. Whew. You know what? A lot of y'all waiting on a specific word, personal word for you. But you're not willing to come. That's right. Come on. Come on. Come on. My man,
It's interesting because you're not Bartimaeus, but you're in a Bartimaeus situation. I know to you everything is fine. Life couldn't be better. Let me tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. He said, if you don't try, it ain't gonna happen. You know what he's talking about? You do? Okay. He said, if you don't try, it ain't gonna happen. So you can be satisfied and settled and stay there, but if you don't try, he said, and you know what I get from that? That it can happen. He can turn it around, whatever it is. He can turn it around. But you got to do something. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord praise for that word. You too, that couple right there. You too. Yeah, you too. With the glasses, you and your wife. Would y'all just come on out? See them right there. I ain't trying to put your business out there. This is just what the Lord told me to tell y'all. It's either you are, the Lord has given you, or it's in your inception stage, some type of ministry or business that you guys are going to do together. Something. Maybe he's given it to one of you. And y'all ain't discussed it yet, but it's a ministry you're going to do together. What he told me to tell you is he's going to bless it. But he's going to bless it under the umbrella of your covering here. And it's going to bless not only you, it's going to bless the whole area. But it's going to be under this greater Brookville covering. Don't ever get from under the umbrella, because then you're going to get rained on. And it's not just, hear what I say, it's not just one of your ministry. It's both of your ministries. All right? So y'all just hold on to that. And God's going to bless it. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. You, daughter, with the braids? Yeah. Let me tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. He says, stay focused. Stay focused on ministry. He said, you're going to be distracted. It's going to be some big lights that are going to be calling your name on your journey. Some exits you could take. And you're going to take a couple of them. But an exit on a journey is only designed to refresh you. Then you got to get back on the journey and keep on going. And so there's going to be some stuff that's going to distract you from staying focused to what God has in you, because he don't just have what you're doing now for you. He's literally got a word in your belly. Yeah. He's got a word in your belly. And before we leave, I need Pastor to lay hands on you, this couple, and a few more of you that God is trying to do some stuff in. That minister right there in the yellow blouse, God says he's got such an anointing in your hands that you're going to be able to lay hands on people. And the gift of faith that you have is he's going to heal them based on your faith. That's what the fake gift of faith will do for you. Amen. Somebody receive that word for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thou son of David, have mercy on us. Hallelujah. I hear some of you in here tonight that are saying, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Because you're waiting on prophecy to fail. Amen. We have doubters. The Word of God said we know in part and we prophesy in part. But God is the one who knows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are you worried about? No, right behind you. What you're worried about? That's what the Lord said. You too. What you're worried about? He said, you've seen me do it before. Matter of fact, you got your own testimony of what he's done in your life. What are you worried about this for? If he did it before, he can do it again. Just lift your hands and receive it. Lift your hands and tell him thank you. Lift your hands and say, do it, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. I'm not going to call these two out, but there are two ministers in the making in right here present. You ain't got your mind on preaching no way in the world, but you can feel the call because won't nothing go right for you. God is calling you to another level in ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Grab someone's hand nearby. Pastor's going to come. I want those folks that I spoke specifically to come up front. I want Pastor to just lay hands on you with oil. And I want you to receive what the Lord has told you. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all don't look excited. Y'all still trying to figure it out. Huh? All you got to do is receive it. Don't try to figure it out. You watch what God does. Come on, every head bowed, every eye closed. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for what you're getting ready to do. Oh God, we receive your word tonight. We receive that we can use what we got left. I know we don't think we got much, but little becomes much when we place it in your hands. Oh God, do the impossible. Work miracles. You're a miracle worker. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, God, for the healing that's taking place. Thank you, Lord, that right here on this side, that healing is taking place. Thank you, Lord, that healing is taking place. Thank you, Lord, that you're healing it right now. Thank you, Lord, that you're healing it right now. Thank you, Lord, that you're healing it right now. Thank you, Lord, that you're healing it right now. Thank you, Lord, that you're working it out. Oh, God, right now, I ask now that your anointing fall fresh. Oh, God, the anointing you've placed in some of these people, and they're walking around with an unopened gift. I ask you now, God, to stir up the gift that you've placed in them. Don't let them rest until they open up what it is that you have placed in their life. Oh, God, let them not only discover it, but you start to develop it. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for them operating by faith. Thank you for the power. Thank you for your glory. Thank you, Lord, for what you're getting ready to do. Oh, God, we bless your name even now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, fall fresh right now. Fall fresh right now. Fall fresh right now. We bless your name and we thank you. Oh, God, we receive the deliverance that has to happen in our own minds before we can step forward on that word that you've given to us. Oh, God, we thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you now. Come on, pray, saints. Pray, saints. We thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you now that every word will not return unto you void. Thank you now, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, thank you. for what you're doing in Greater Brookville. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against them is going to prosper. It's going to form, but it ain't going to prosper. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you continue to do. Oh, God, right now, we're going to let those hands go. And we're going to lift them up to you, and we're going to give you praise. We're going to give you praise on credit. We're going to give you praise even though we don't know when it's going to happen. We're going to praise you because we know that you're able to do anything but fail. Thank you, Lord, for the healing that's taking place. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor, he said he's going to heal you. God said he's going to heal you. He said you just stay focused and keep preaching his word and get out of the way and watch what God does in your situation. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. And we thank you tonight. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. And we count it done. And all the people of God shout amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. I need you to hug at least three people. Hug at least three people. And tell them it's getting ready to happen. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you tonight.